I thought it was a very, very constructive meeting. It was a very, very honest meeting. The meeting being the same information for homeowners as they'd hoped. But the meeting, it was a special meeting, was called. It wasn't called to make homeowners believe that there would be new news. But we did hope that the letter would be here from the department to say exactly what the homeowners that's waiting on the emergency accommodation funding, what they would have to do to comply with that. And I still would be a wee bit weary until it does land, exactly what it would say. But I do hope that it will be a very simplified process for them, and that maybe it still could be paid out before Christmas, but if not, definitely very, very early in the new year. Our role as a county council was very well explained there by our chief executive, and I think it should make a lot of people more aware of the role of the council, because I do think that the council was being portrayed as having all the answers when we don't. If the department gives us go-ahead to do certain jobs, no matter what department it is in, we can do it. But until we get that okay from the department, we can't do it. And unfortunately, and we all love to be in a position where we could do more as far as the defective material homeowners is concerned. But look, we have a process in place now where we're going to meet on a regular basis from the new year. Different groupings, a number from each grouping, and tend to try and push that forward, because I don't think that the MICA committee that was set up is functioning properly, and hopefully maybe in the new year it might shape up and start working properly too. But in the absence of it, I feel that I need to push another grouping forward and try and work with the homeowners. There's good communication open there now with them this last few weeks, and I think it's important that that communication is kept open, and that we all fight together for the better of the county and for the better of the people affected with the defective materials in the county.
I think that's very clear today, that everyone's on the one page of just getting this situation sorted and getting it to a place where homeowners can effectively avail of support to get their home sorted as well.
That's true, yeah, but you know, there's certain supports we can give, and we'd love to think the department would give us a freer arm to do more, and maybe they will. The 15,000 plus the 5,000 emergency accommodation and the storage, it's not enough to help people that wants to convert the garage. It's no good to them. That's a step in the right direction. It's not enough money, and we can't do nothing more about that. But hopefully the new scheme might allow extra. I don't know if it will or not, but you know, we can understand where people is looking for this funding, but when they do get it and realise how far it's going to go, it might buy them a mobile home. I don't know. Do they want to live the next couple of years in a mobile home? We heard situations there today where there's councillors were saying that this mobile homes wasn't suitable for people to be living in. So look, it's very hard to know how it's going to plan out, but hopefully it will be a situation for some people where they will be able to rent a home. And they're very scarce in the county, but they'll be able to rent a home, and it will keep them in a decent house for the next 12 to 15 months. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And the meeting today painted the picture that 2023 is going to be very much dedicated to the defective blocks crisis once again, another year of fighting, I suppose, for the homeowners.
Well, hopefully the new scheme will be on early in the new year, where we were advised by the minister last week that it will be early in the new year. I do hope that is the case. And that it will be an enhanced scheme, a lot better enhanced scheme, and hopefully they won't have to be doing as much fighting to get what they deserve.